This recording, Japan 10, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a distant district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at the suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her knit, and headed for work. Then she got there. There was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's low back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she admitted Ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, so it was a fair price for a cure.
I'm from Japan, and my hometown is near Mount Fuji. Actually, it's on the foot of Mount Fuji, and we have a very beautiful view of Mount Fuji and like it. But not so many people live in there. It's not city, or it's just countryside and really rural area. And the food I like is kind of, my hometown is kind of famous for udon, so I really like to have udon with my family. I really like sweet things like cakes, chocolate. My favorite color, white and black and light pink for the holiday. And I like to go shopping and maybe go to some cafe to have some. I like J-pop music, but I listen to like any kind of music. Just but when I'm studying, I like to listen to classic music. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel a bit better.